USA Radio News.
Dozens of attacks on churches, pregnancy crisis centers, and pro-life groups around the nation have drawn an FBI investigation and questions from lawmakers about whether the Biden administration is doing enough to stop them. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa sent a letter to FBI Director Chris Wray this week calling for a briefing and urging Wray to ensure the attacks are being properly investigated. Pro-life groups say they fear the attacks will escalate. You wouldn't call it a free fall, but gas prices keep going down. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down to $4.86 a gallon, 2 cents lower in the past day, less than 2 weeks after the national average price pushed past $5 for the first time ever. The statewide average is now below $5 a gallon in 38 states. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The war in Ukraine seems to be inching closer to home. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumley bought the handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his son Ethan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new polling memo from a Republican group says abortion trails inflation and the economy remains a top problem on voters' minds ahead of the midterms. According to the memo from the Republican State Legislature Committee, only 8% of voters surveyed said abortion is the issue most important to them. Inflation and the cost of living was the top issue for 37%, and 16% said the economy in general. A sandwich chain is in trouble for allegedly violating child labor laws.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. Police say three Americans who were found dead at a resort in the Bahamas last month died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Two tourists from Tennessee and one from Florida were found dead on May 6th at the Sandals Resort on the Bahamas' Great Exuma Island. Authorities said at the time there were no signs of foul play. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.